Hey everyone, and welcome back. I do apologize for not being consistent with these. I do try to remember, but like I said, this podcast is not a priority for me. But don't you worry, because I will not plan on leaving you guys without saying anything. So if I plan to like never do this again, I would at the very least let you know, so you know not to expect anything from me ever again. But I don't see that happening in the near future or far future. I don't know what's going to happen in life, but, you know, because I do tell you guys if I'm taking like a long break because something's happening and I'm like, oh, I don't know when I'll be back, but I'll be back eventually. And, you know, so like, I'm very communicative, you know, this feels like a relationship, you know, like you gotta be, you know, communicative with your friends and stuff and let them know what's going on. Like if you're gonna be, maybe if you're dealing with a situation, like I think the fair thing to do is reach out to your friends and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm not gonna be on the, or just like post something on the internet that people could look at, be like, hey, just so you know, I'm gonna take a little bit of a break, need some time for myself, I'll let you know when I'm back kind of thing. I just think that it's very nice to actually, you know, tell people when stuff's going on so they know what to expect and that they know it's not them, you know. Like, hey, why are they ignoring me? It's like, you know, when you could have avoided that, why just telling them like, hey, something's going on and I just need time. It's not you. So anyway, so today is a pretty crazy day. Honestly, I'm a little weirded out by how good things are going right now for me, and it's scaring me because usually when something good happens in my life, not even like a few days later, something bad happens again, and that's what I'm worried about. I'm like, oh, how long am I actually gonna feel like okay for? Like, because for the first time in a very long time, I actually like feel okay about how things are going in my life right now, and it's really scary. Yeah, because like in the past, like if I had like one really good day, the very next day something bad would happen again, and now I'm depressed. So that's why it's like when I have good days, I can't actually enjoy them because I'm like, what's the point? You know, I shouldn't embrace this day because it's like tomorrow's gonna be shit anyway, so what's the point, you know? And, you know, maybe that's a bad way of looking at it. Maybe I should have just taken advantage of it and been like, you know what, tomorrow's gonna be shit, so let's just, you know, make the best of today. Maybe that's how I should look at it from now on, so we'll see. I can try that, but let me see. Things have been okay since, I'm trying to look at my calendar here. Friday, April 7th. So since then, things have been going okay. And that's what's scaring me because this is probably my longest streak of things going okay for the first time in my whole life. I'm not joking because I think the longest streak I had was like maybe 3 days where things were like okay for me for a while and then something happened and then I'm like depressed again and stuff. And like, it's not like all my other issues like washed away. Like obviously those are still there. If I take time to think about certain topics, I'm gonna get sad, I'm gonna get depressed. But it's like, I meant just like in general, like how I'm feeling about life and, you know, like success and things like that, like in that aspect of life. So like for example, on Friday I found out that I was getting promoted. I didn't feel like it was that much of an accomplishment, and the company also wanted to feature me in their newsletter, but that ended up like never happening. Like I submitted the stuff for it, but like the guy never got back to me about it, like where I could find it. And then I had like my supervisor dig into it and she couldn't find anything about it either, so we just don't know what happened. If it was just something they were just saying, or maybe they did have a plan for it and then it kind of just disappeared and nobody knows what happened to it. Even the guy who reached out to me, well, like I said, he didn't get back to me, so I don't even know if he knows what happened to it. I don't know. Hopefully he gets back to me, but it's been like probably a few days and he still hasn't, so I don't know if he's ever gonna get back to me. It's a little unprofessional to like not answer somebody, but it's whatever. It is what it is. Especially in a workplace, you wouldn't expect that. But anyway, on Friday, I found out I was getting promoted. So like my like supervisors created a like group channel on Teams. It consisted of me and nine other people, nine other agents. And basically they're like, "Hey, just so you know, we are opening up. There's an open position for the business side of things. This would come with a pay bump, blah blah blah. Let us know if you're interested." And then they said if there's multiple people who are interested, they are going to go based off of who is like the top performer across all the people who are interested in the position. So me, as far as I know, is like me and like two or three other people that only expressed interest in it, unless other people DM'd them. I really don't know. They could have sent a private message instead of saying in the group chat, like, "Hey, I'm interested," just didn't want to like say it in the group chat or whatever. I don't know. Because some people are like that. They just feel weird about, saying that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It could have been more, or it could have just been me and those three other people. I really don't know. But I think the day before Friday, the supervisor for the business side reached out to me and she was like, "So far, you're my favorite choice out of everybody, and I'd like to get to know you more." So we talked for a bit, and she's really nice. And then, but I didn't want to like say it was official until it was official, until someone literally told me, like, "Hey, this is happening," because there have been plenty of times where I've been like a runner up for something and they end up choosing another person, at like the last second. Some other agent could have, been like, "Oh, I'm interested," and then their numbers are better than mine, so then somebody else ends up like getting it over me, and then I'm just like, that sucks. Because how many times does that happen when I've interviewed for jobs where they're like, "Well, we really liked you. You were like one of our top picks, but this person just had a little bit more experience than you." And that's what these other companies work at. But this company that I work at, they don't look at experience. They don't look at how long you've been with the company. You know what they look at? They look at how well you're performing, which is how it should be. Like, I don't understand, like, companies and just how they do shit. It's so ridiculous. Like, my one friend, he's such a hard worker. He's one of the top performers at his company, but he's interviewed already four times, like for open positions, and they always, always, always give it to the person who has more experience. And these people are less productive than him. Like, they don't hit their goals all the time, but he hits his goals all the time. And it's that's just mind-blowing. Just because, like, experience does not mean they're better qualified. You should be looking at, does this person know what they're doing? Like, are they hitting their goals? Like, how is this person performing in comparison to all these other people? That's what they should be looking at. And then like that should be like the first thing they look at. And then maybe to, I don't know, experience could be like the second thing they look at. I don't know if they're like tied between all these people who are hitting all their goals and stuff. It's like, okay, well, who do we feel is like more passionate, more, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Other things. But like definitely, performance should be number one. Like, you should not look off based off experience and stuff. That's just stupid to me. Like, they moved me over to a completely new apartment, new department that I have no experience in whatsoever. Never worked in the business side of things, never worked with like Jira and, reporting bugs, fixing bugs, never worked with like ads and, business profiles and things like that. Like, I have zero experience whatsoever, but they're willing to train me. That's how it should be. It's like, you don't, like, people learn, you learn. Like, I don't understand, like, the deal with, like, having to train someone. I don't see why that's such a big issue. Like, if they don't have experience in the department that they're like interviewing for, like, why does it matter if like in a different department they're like the top performer? Okay, obviously this person can grab the concept of, like, I was a new person in moderation at some time too. My numbers weren't great at first either. But as time went on, my numbers kept getting better and better because I started learning more. I started getting the hang of things and how stuff worked. And then next thing you know, I'm a top performer. It's like, give people that chance to like learn, you know what I mean? To gain that experience, to gain that knowledge. And it's just absolutely crazy to me that so many companies don't do it that way. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. Like, you know, I would love to just run my own company. And maybe it could still be a thing in the future with my website, as I told you guys about, like, if we hire employees, like, I wouldn't do it off of, like, people who have knowledge of streaming and this and this and that. It's more just, like, you know, who's passionate? You know, who, like, you know, have you done art before? Have you done this before? No? Okay, that's fine, you know? I mean, it also depends on how competitive it is, you know, because in the beginning, we're going to need as much help as we get, and it doesn't really matter if you have experience or not, because we just need people. And as long as we have one person that knows how to do it, that could teach the other people how to do it, that's all you really need, you know? So I think I would just be more, like, laid back about it. I know a lot of companies are different, and they're like, oh, but you need this, you need that, and it's, I just don't like it. I just don't like it. It's not like rocket science here, you know, you literally just have to train people, and I think lots of companies are just too lazy to do that. So with this promotion, it just didn't feel like that much of an accomplishment, and I know that I should feel more proud of myself, but it's just like, and my family did help me to feel a little better about it, but it's just like, I'm only getting a $1 raise. And I'm like, that is absolutely crazy. Like, I'm only making $1 more than I was before. I mean, still very helpful. I did say at the very least I wanted a $1 raise, because now I'm officially making more than I was at Walmart, which is a win in my book. But I just wish that they would have given me at least $2. But I would have loved 4, because then I'd be making 20 an hour, and I'd be like, all right, this is good. This is, because for the amount of work that I'm doing, it's absolutely insane. I'm learning all these new tools. We're doing Jira, working with business profiles, we're doing ads. It's like, we are literally the company's money. That's what they told me. They told me I'm in one of the most important departments across the whole company, and you're telling me I only get a $1 raise. Now, I'm hoping that, like, during, I only been with the company, like, 8 months now, I think. But they told me that there is a performance review every year in which people do get raises. I don't know how much those raises are. I don't know if it's, like, based off performance or anything like that. But, or if it's just, like, everybody gets 25 cents a year kind of raise. I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but during that review, I'm going to keep working hard, and I'm going to keep, you know, working my way up, so that when I get to that performance review, I could be like, look at my numbers. At the very least, give me another dollar. You know, like, I work so hard, and, you know, I'm hitting these numbers every freaking week. Like, you telling me you can't do anything about that? Like, I'd be absolutely crazy if they couldn't give me, like, at least another dollar. Like, all right, now you're making 18 an hour. Okay, cool. But, I don't know. I guess I just didn't feel like it was worthy mentioning, because I'm like, I'm only making another dollar. Is it really that big a deal that I got promoted? But then, you know, I was like, I'm going to tell my family anyway, because every time we get together, they always ask me how I'm doing, how work is going, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, instead of telling everyone individually, one by one, and then forgetting to tell this person and that person, and this person comes offended because I didn't tell them, and blah, 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 it's all this drama. I'm just like, I'm just gonna put it in our group chat, because usually that's what people do when things are happening. It's like, you know, my sister's like, she recently wrote in there, like, oh, I recently got a scholarship for blah, 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 and everyone's like, oh, cool, you know, like, this is literally the channel we post in to tell each other stuff that's happening with our lives. My sister, also told everyone about her promotion, so I was like, all right, so I'm just gonna post in here, because this is where we do this kind of stuff, I guess, and I'm just like, hey, just so you know, everyone, I got promoted, yay, you know, and this is where things get kind of crazy. So, you know, there are people replying, my siblings and stuff, saying congrats, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And then my mom replies, and then she says, I'm so proud of you. And I literally started sobbing, because for the first time in 27 years, my mom told me she was proud of me. So, and I think that's all I ever really wanted in life, is just, like, for that acknowledgement, for, like, my parents to, like, look at me and say, hey, I'm proud of you, and you're not a failure in my eyes. Like, just seeing her say that really just, like, hit me emotionally, and, like, I don't know if she meant it, or if she was just saying it because she's being fake and stuff. I don't know, like, my mom's, like, a different woman now, so I don't know how she thinks about certain things. She's, like, happy tears, and I'm, like, is she really crying, though? Is she really that happy for me? Because, I don't know. If you guys knew my mom, you'd understand why I'm questioning whether or not she was being real about it or not. My mom's, like, very fake. She's, I don't know how to really describe it, but if you knew her, you'd understand why I'm questioning it, like, you know, whether it was, like, legitimate or not. But either way, it was still a nice thing for her to say, and it really hit me emotionally. It's like, you know, back when I wanted to do theater and all these other things, she never supported me. She never said, hey, I'm proud of you, kiddo. Keep doing what it is that you're doing. Like, I think she's only saying it because I'm actually in a field that's more realistic in her eyes. Like, oh, she's, you know, working at this company and she's doing customer service, and this is something that's a lot more doable and a lot more realistic than her silly, you know, theater dream. And, you know, like, I feel like there's always some sort of, like, malicious or some, like, negative thought, you know, surfacing before she says, oh, I'm proud of you. You know, like, oh, this is something that's a lot more realistic. So, yeah, I'm proud of you. Now I'm proud of you. Before I wasn't, but, you know, now that you're doing something a lot more realistic, yeah, sure, I'm proud of you. You know, like, like that kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but I literally started crying because I was like, it's been my whole life. My parents never expressed such things to me before. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing to actually see those words with my own eyes. Like, I even took a screenshot because I was like, oh my gosh, like, this happened. This is real. Like, my mom actually said she's proud of me. And then all my siblings were saying that they were proud of me too. And I just, like, got, you know, emotional, and I'm just like, stop it, you guys are gonna, you know, make me cry some more. And you know, like, and you know, even when I'm making music, there's this one song I made called Proud of Me, where in the song I'm saying, you know, they may never tell me so, I may never be like them, there is so much that I achieved that nobody will know, and then I said, even if no one else will be, I will always be proud of me. And then even if nobody else will ever say it to me, I will always be proud of me. So, you know, and now I'm like also like thinking about like how I never was like, you know, the perfect child. I never, you know, there were a lot of things I lacked. I wasn't the golden child. There, you know, they never treated me fairly, so they can never understand me. So it's like, even I said, I'll never make them proud, but as long as I, but all I need is belief in myself, pretty much. So that's pretty much the whole song summarized up. But like, I think it's just very like relative to how I felt, like, especially up until this point in my life, like, it was very real. You know, my family has never been very expressive. We don't even really say, like, I love you to each other that often. It's very, very rare. Like, we very rarely, like, share our, you know, thoughts and feelings with each other, which is kind of crazy to me. Like, other families, they do it so easily, but for us, it's like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know? Like, oh, they said I loved me? That's different, you know? I don't know how I feel about that. Like, obviously, I love my siblings, but it's just something we don't normally say to each other. Like, we don't say, I'm proud of you. We don't say, I love you. So, like, just seeing that happen, like, all today in just one day, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like it was so overwhelming. I was like, I always knew that my siblings loved me and that to an extent they were proud of me. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some of them aren't. Some, I don't know. I don't know how some of them feel about it. My one sister, who I'm not close with, I know she doesn't care. She probably doesn't love me. She's probably not proud of me, but at the end of the day, there's only so much I could do about that. But for most of them, I would like to think that they're proud of me and that they love me. Like I love them and I'm proud of them. So for the things that they achieve in life and so I don't know, it was just really different to see that side today of them, to say, hey, I love you, hey, I'm proud of you, keep doing great things out there, like it just, I don't know, it just made me not feel like as much of a failure in my life. And so ever since I found out about this promotion, everything has been like looking up for me, like in terms of just, I don't know, not feeling a total failure, even though like I guess at first I was like, oh, this isn't that big of an accomplishment. But my sister like texted me after she found out about it, and she's like, you should be really proud of yourself. And I even told her like, oh, it just feels like such a small achievement. Like, it doesn't feel like that big of a deal. And then she's like, accomplishments and achievements aren't based off of how much money you're getting. It's based off of the experience that you are going to get in this new role that will help you further your path, And I was like, wow, she's so wise. Like, she made me see it in like a different light. Like, yeah, I might not be making that much more money, but like the fact that I got chosen out of all these people to get promoted because I'm such a hard worker and my hard work has finally paid off for like the first time in my whole life. Like it just is absolutely insane to me because every other role, like I worked so hard, but I never got any sort of, no like good noodle sticker or a gift card or a thank you or, a promotion or a raise. It's all just been nothing, absolutely nothing. This is the first time in my whole life that I've ever actually been rewarded for my hard work and effort. And it feels absolutely insane to be a part of a company that actually cares, that actually values you, that actually says thank you, that is supportive. And, and everyone, even like the people in the chat were like, in my like work Teams chat, were like, oh, like congrats, you're gonna kill it over there, you're gonna do so great. And then somebody DM'd me, they're like, oh, we're gonna miss you. And I'm just like, yo, y'all are gonna make me cry. I'm like, I just didn't realize like how good I have it here. Like, this is such a good company to work for. Only negative thing, obviously, is just the pay. But the fact that I was able to still get promoted out of all these people, because I'm the top performer across the whole company, like that's a huge achievement, I think, because there's like over 1,000, I don't honestly know how people work here, but I don't know, let's say over 1,000 people, I don't know, working for the company. It's like out of all those people, me, like that's insane, like that I'm doing that well. And it's just like, why? I even like thought to myself, I'm like, why do I work this hard? And like, honestly, I just think I'm fast. And that's all it is. I don't know if it's like me working hard. I'm just working fast to get things done and, to hopefully just sit around and then to be like, hey, find something to do. We have no cases. Awesome. Like that's what I look forward to. That's what I work hard for. It's just that time where I could just chill and do nothing. I love that. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like it's just been a crazy. It's been a crazy week. And I honestly just. I just wanted to keep going. I just, my whole life has literally been shit. And up until this point in my life, not many good things have happened to me. Yeah, I did manage to move out and live on my own, but things are so expensive now. But I am moving out. I'm gonna be moving into a place where the rent is lower, I'm paying, not as much. And now I have my dollar raise. So I'm making a little extra every month, And throughout the whole year, I'm making like an extra 2,000 something, I don't know, something dollars. I don't know what it is. But
So, like, all that is like pretty good stuff. Like, like things are slowly building up. You know what I mean? So it's like, I will be saving up more money because I'm moving into a new apartment, which will have more space. That's a plus. I got promoted. I'm learning some new skills and experiences. I'm getting paid an extra dollar. That is a plus. I'm gonna keep working hard. I'm gonna keep, hitting my goals, my numbers, so that when my performance review comes around, I can be like, hey, I'm kind of doing pretty awesome. Can I get another dollar? and just see how that goes. So I'm just gonna keep working hard and hope that this good streak continues. I'm gonna knock on some wood just in case, but I don't know, just. I think I'm gonna title this for the first time in 27 years. Yeah, yep. I mean, Paul, the biological man who has raised, well, not really raised me, but the biological man who was there and was part of the process of me being born, he's never said those things to me, and I know that he never would. I did think the same thing about my mom, but it was probably more realistic for my mom to say it than him. So, I mean, there'd be more chance of my mom saying it to him, even though they're both very low, like probably less than a 1% chance. And my mom still had, she was still in the less than 1%, but still did it, But him, there's no way that would ever happen. In my life. And even if he did say it to me, I wouldn't believe him. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you. So sorry if that's harsh, but you guys already know what he put me through. So, I think that's pretty fair for me to say. But yeah, so for first time in 27 years, my mom said she's proud of me, and I just don't know how to feel, honestly, right now. I just feel, I don't know, there's just like so many emotions flowing through me, and probably after I end this, I'll probably cry a little more, and then, I'll go about my day, and, I'm starting this new position now, and I'm gonna have to learn lots of new things. It's kind of crazy, and like, for the amount of work I'm doing, I should definitely be getting paid a little more, in my opinion, but, we'll see what happens. I'll definitely keep you guys updated. Thank you so much for listening to this. I'm glad I had something I was able to talk to you guys about this week. Just like telling you what's going on in my life and, the crazy stuff that happened today. So, yeah, anyway, I will try my best to remember to upload here, but if not, I'll get around to it eventually. You'll hear from me, don't worry. I hope things are going well for you, and I do appreciate your time and just understanding and, just keeping an open mind when you're listening to this. It really does mean a lot to me. So thank you very much for being here. I hope things are going well with you guys and that you're happy and successful in your lives and things are looking up for you. And if not, I hope it'll get there soon. So hang in there. And I will see you guys again later. All right. Bye.